Chris Steyerwald, Fox News politics editor. Chris, always good to talk with you. A lot's happened since the last few hours that we met, at 1 p.m. Eastern today on overtime. So let's get into it for Joe Biden. This, and you and I said it earlier, this is a big moment as we head into the Nevada caucuses for him, because he'll face an electorate now that he thinks he can connect with more. You heard me talking with the congresswoman. He's pulling out, "I was arrested trying to get Nelson Mandela freed." I'm not sure if that's a one-on-one match for African Americans.
Well, look, so the deal for Biden, he's lost a ton of his support to Mike Bloomberg. It's been...
And Bernie Sanders, apparently.
A little, but that's not his problem. His problem is that Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and most of all, Bloomberg have hoovered up the support from Biden, who's been a weak frontrunner the whole time. Then he says, "I'm going to deliver because I'm going to connect in these states with large minority populations." And Nevada has, much as the Democrats across the country do, about a 40% non-white population in their electorate. That's about the expectation. This is a bad, bad, bad time to be involved in a controversy around a claim that's unsubstantiated that he was arrested trying to get Nelson Mandela freed from prison and South Africa. He never mentioned it in his books about it. He never talked about it before.
Yes, 2007 memoir. I mean, we were searching for it this evening. Hurriedly. Maybe it's there.
Look.
We missed it, but we couldn't find it.
This is not a good look, because it goes to two things. One, seems like maybe there's some fudging going on here. But number two, then it's a question about recall, and it brings up issues about are you on your A game? Do you still have your fastball? That's not what Biden needs going into this and then the South Carolina contest.
Real quickly, you brought up Michael Bloomberg is stealing some of the thunder. Does he come out of that Democratic debate wounded in any way with diverse populations? I mean, he really didn't do well on the questions about stop and frisk.
He got just absolutely caned. He got absolutely stomped in a number of things. First half of that debate, which was the most watched of any debate so far for the Democrats, the first half of that debate was a slaughter for Bloomberg on not just that, but a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. Flip side for Bloomberg, the emphasis comes off of him for a minute. It's on Bernie Sanders. It's on Joe Biden. They're both having a hard time, Bernie Sanders especially, with now the revelation that Russia is rooting for him in this process. So that's good news for Bloomberg. Go home, pack it in ice for a while, and then see how these guys do.
Yeah, and come out, maybe listen to your debate team, because there are going to be more of those coming up when he eventually gets on a ballot. Chris Steyerwald, the Steyer, is on fire on this Friday night. Thank you.